let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Our little Creighton, Nebraska handshake meme before we get to Sam McEwen from the Omaha
handshake
World
meme.
That's right, Josh.
But they hate each other.
No.
Oh, well, that's right. It's not a rivalry.
Not anymore. They are best friends now. Here's why. So Creighton basketball lost one of their assistant coaches, Jalen Courtney Williams, to LSU.
That's right. I've seen this. I've heard about this.
They have now filled that role.
Oh.
Trey Ziegler, who was a grad manager in 2022-2023, the Elite Eight year, had went off last year, and he went with Al Huss at High Point and was an assistant there for a year. And now he is coming back to Mac's staff for Creighton to replace Jalen Courtney Williams. So once again, Trey Ziegler on the staff. And it is Ziegler, according to Rob Anderson. All right, so note that.
Okay.
Note that when I say this as well. Trey Ziegler is the son of Nebraska assistant Ernie Ziegler, who coached Trey at Central Michigan for a couple years. Ernie was there.
Small world.
Trey was a player. There you go. Trey went on to play a year at Pittsburgh and then a year at TCU and scored almost 1,500 points in his collegiate career, which was not all that long ago. Trey Ziegler is Creighton's newest assistant. And he is the son of Ernie Ziegler. And it's Ziegler. That's right.
This is a huge revelation.
How about this horrible, horrible joke from Rob Anderson on Twitter?
Oh, okay. Hi, Rob.
What?
No, I didn't know where you're going.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
With horrible joke.
This is rough. This is rough from Rob. This is bad look for Rob. He quote tweeted the release and said, "Trey is back," in all caps with two exclamation points.
I see what you did there.
I thought that Elon was canceling engagement farming. What happened? I thought Elon was canceling engagement farming.
I believe Rob is going to get a DM saying that he owes Elon like 50 cents or something.
Yes, I think that's right. Creighton been a little quiet in the portal, although they are bringing the St. Mary's guy is here today. Mulaney, I think is not Mulaney, but Mahaney.
Comedian John Mulaney.
Not John Mulaney.
For Creighton.
Aidan Mahaney.
Oh.
Speaking of white guy names.
White guy name.
Aidan. That's in the Hall of Fame, I think. Aidan Mahaney. He is on his visit to Creighton at the moment. And he was St. Mary's leading scorer last year. So there's that. Hmm. But most importantly for the Jays, there is still two decisions that are lingering out there. Those decisions have to be made this week, Josh.
This week.
Decisions to be made. That is right. Trey Alexander, not Trey Ziegler, Ryan Kalkbrenner have until, I believe it's Friday the 27th, or Saturday the 27th, to enter their name into the NBA draft pool. Now, they can still keep their college eligibility after that, go through the process again, and then make the decision on whether. So it doesn't have to be decision week for them, but it does. We got to pass one step. Now, if they don't go into the draft pool this week,
then they're back, baby.
Then they're back. Then they're officially back. Now, people have been asking, is Creighton's, I wouldn't call it lack of activity because I think there's still some movement there behind the scenes, but is Creighton's tiptoeedness, you know, is their quietness, not inactivity, does that mean they know something about a couple other guys who would be, you know, who would they take back in a heartbeat? That's for sure. Creighton had a portal decision go against them this morning when Roddy Gale decided to do a very normal thing and transfer from Ohio State to Michigan. Not Ohio State to Creighton, Ohio State to Michigan.
Oof.
How could you have ever trusted that guy?
No.
If that was ever a possibility in his mind, and I would have found that out, and he would have been in a Creighton uniform, I would have said, no, thank you.
Can't trust
Please
this guy.
Go away. You cannot transfer from Ohio State to Michigan, and you cannot transfer from Michigan to Ohio State. But yet, Roddy Gale did it. And he's not going to Creighton after all.
That's a bold move, man.
It really is.
You're going to take a lot of crap.
Yeah. Even in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely wouldn't do it in football. But, you know, in basketball, it doesn't really work either. So we'll see what happens with the Creighton movement this week. I am I'm pretty curious. And, yeah, the closer you get to Saturday.
The closer you get.
Now, here's the other thing, too. Coach Trey Ziegler, now full-time assistant coach Trey Ziegler, you know, he was around and helpful in the development of freshman year Trey Alexander as well. Something to note. Something to think about. Remember when Trey got way better his freshman year? I'm sorry. This would have been. Okay. I'm getting my years right.
Hold on.
We just had junior year Trey Alexander.
We did.
So that would have been sophomore year Trey Alexander. There I apologize. Mm-hmm. Sophomore year Trey Alexander.
I had to let you get there on your own.
You knew it the whole time?
I did.
Josh, save me.
But you were only going to be able to express it to the public if you did the work yourself.
I'm like, Josh is treating me like Dylan Raiola right now. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. I needed to fail.
Is he my guy? I don't know.
Now I feel better prepared.
That's right.
Now I feel much better prepared.
This is a safe place to fail.
To have a conversation like this. Okay, good. All right. We'll get a hold of Sam McEwen here on the other side.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's just take our break now, and then we'll get there at the end. So, Sam McEwen of the Omaha World Herald, who needed a couple minutes. That's cool. We'll get to him, talk some Husker football on the Connor Happer Show next on 1620 The Zone.